And real quick, I have to go back to the raid real quick with Diddy.
Mm-hmm.
His sons were there, and he was not there at the houses.
Yeah.
And he was
quiet. That was the worst part of that shit.
Yeah, to see his sons being hacked.
How the f*** do you force your kids to do your perp walk? That was the worst part. And all I could think about was Kim and Misa.
Mm. The girls.
Just her son. He left their son to be walked out backwards on camera for the world to see. Thank God Kimura got the girls. Misa's son. Misa and Wolf's son.
Man.
And Quincy's missing.
Quincy's missing. Oh. And lastly.
After he was questioned by the feds.
After.
I wouldn't be surprised if he was in witness protection right now. Which means his father ain't never gonna see him again.
Have we seen the last, or is this just the beginning of that saga?
It's just getting started. Which is why I think people are so uncomfortable about me being in this position right now because of my press pass. And because I'm going to be in the courtroom for the Keefe D trial. If we get to the bottom of Tupac's. When that is finally revealed. 15 other murders will be revealed with it. And you will find that they were all committed by the same two people, father and son.
Were you surprised by KPD's arrest for Tupac?
No. I'm just surprised that he hasn't given it up yet. I'm surprised that he hasn't gone to the feds yet because he just got stabbed in jail.
Yes, he did.
He's been beaten 3 times. And I'm going to say it for a fact. I know you the one pulling the strings, Reggie Wright Jr. Stop putting your dirty work on other people. You know exactly what the you are. And so help me God, if you don't keep my name out your mouth. Mm.
With, the last time you were on the couch, you had mentioned, and it's crazy that you say these things. You talk about Bad Boy. You speak on Heavy D. You speak on Albie Shore.
Yeah.
And you say, like, look who's standing. And now Albie Shore is now, he's being cryptic. Not too cryptic, but he's now.
He's very cryptic.
He's very cryptic. But
he's speaking louder than he's ever spoken before.
Ever.
And the reason why he's cryptic is for the sake of his son. Imagine having an enemy that has a position of influence in your child's life and knowing that that person sends you notes and messages every now and then. If you don't do this, if you don't do that, that boy is. Allegedly. Imagine that. Imagine that your baby mama is telling you that if you don't do what he wants you to do, he's going to be a child. And you know he's capable of it. Allegedly. Story in the Bible. 2 women had 2 babies. Mm-hmm. 1 woman went to sleep, rolled over on her baby. The other woman's baby was just fine. The woman whose baby, she got up, she went and stole the baby from her roommate. Then they fought over who the mother was. They went before the king, King Solomon. He heard both sides of the story and said, give me a knife. Give me a sword. He got the sword and he was like, I'm going to cut the baby in half and each of you can have a piece and then we'll be done with it. It was the real mother that said, don't harm that baby. She can have him.
Wow.
Why? Is nobody willing to accept, as monstrous as people are finding out that Diddy is now, that he wouldn't be willing to split Quincy in half. Because he would.
Yeah, he said some years ago, like during a TV show, that he would like harm his own mother to get what he wanted, or something along those lines. So,
well, I don't blame him for wanting to harm that. She's his victimizer and his pimp. She his first pimp.
Okay. You know, your Bible story, I have to just sidetrack real quick and ask you this question or get your thoughts on it. There's a man who recently married conjoined twins. And he's only marrying one of them while the other is attached by the hip, and they both share the same bottom parts. Is there anything that you feel wrong with that? Freaky or indifferent?
I mean, question is, what's wrong with the down with it?
It does raise questions.
Like, you forcing your sister to get raped so you can get off.
Well, the sister says she has to put on headphones to kind of zone out.
Yeah, but she's still feeling it.
Yeah, man. That is still happening.
You forcing your sister to get raped. Yeah. She don't want that nigga. you want that nigga. That's what I hear. As a selfish bitch.
So right.
She's sitting over there with her headphones on. La 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 la. Who, what kind of wants to be under those kind of conditions? Man. I'm only in love with the right side of you. The left side. I don't know who that bitch is. She can get this to. Right. Like, that's how this.
Crazy.
Wow. I don't know. Am I sounding crazy?
No, you're right. You make some points. Valid points.
Everybody selfish except for the bitch with the headphones. The thing that's tripping me out is, why don't you grab, like, are you in control of any part of the body? Like, you need to take a free hand and start beating the out of them every time they get I bet you he don't want it no more then. Like, give you a little skillet, and as soon as they get the fuck pay, headphone, bitch, get a pair. Like, I don't fucking la 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 la.
We hope she finds a man herself. We hope she finds a man herself.
I so can't. Wild in this world, yo.
It's funny, you open up Beyonce's internet, it just gets weird.
Beyonce's internet.
That's what we're calling
that
it.
That belongs to the devil. Unless you calling that the devil, she ain't nothing but an employee.
Oh.
Half a witch, dumbass bitch.
So, you know, it's funny that it's crazy you say these
things. Why don't nobody want to accept that bitch bitch?
I think she's...
She went and killed the girl cats.
Okay.
A girl went to court and charged her with extreme witchcraft. She was hypnotized. She was drugged. Beyonce came and she was in there eating on her and shit while she was asleep. You know, snacking on his bitch, killing people cats. And guess what? They wouldn't give her the restraining order. They just told her to stay away from Beyonce and work for somebody else. Guess what? She's having a hard time finding work, too. Which is interesting because she's a brilliant musician. And she was trained at the Berklee, esteemed Berklee College of Music. Handpicked by my very good friend, Terry Lynn Carrington. Dr. Terry Lynn Carrington. Who put together Beyonce's entire female band, which was Matthew Knowles' idea because he couldn't get Beyonce to stop people. Guess you didn't know your daughter well enough because she just started f***ing all the girls.